My Man Jeeves, a collection of short story English humor by P.G. Wodehouse. Introduction. There were times when Bertie Wooster, the fictional storyteller of this collection, was thought of as being at least a trifle feather-brained. However, he had a valet who seemed to know everything about everything. These are among more than 300 short stories written by a man who began a short life career in banking after his college days. However, it didn't take long for P.G. Wodehouse to decide he didn't like that kind of job, and he began writing in whatever spare time he had. Just so you don't get confused, there'll also be stories here about Reggie Pepper, an early prototype of Wooster himself. You'll have to sort out the differences, just want you to know. At any rate, the Wodehouse writing inevitably led to full time, which in turn continued after he moved from his native England to the United States. There, in the World War I era, he wrote for several Broadway musicals, and they became a huge part in turning such projects into part of the culture in the 1930s. In addition, Wodehouse penned a sizable number of stories for MGM movies that enhanced his reputation. Anyone following such a career almost inevitably writes or says something of a memorable nature. That was his more or less accepted style, and one of his famous lines involved one of the glamorous ladies of the day. He observed, "She looked as if she had been poured into her clothes and had forgotten to say when." Why wait? Let's begin hearing some of his imaginative tales, 8 of them to be exact. Story 1. Leave It to Jeeves. Jeeves, my man, you know, is really a most extraordinary chap. So capable, honestly, I shouldn't know what to do without him. On broader lines, he's like those chappies who sit peering sadly over the marble battlements at the Pennsylvania Station in the place marked Inquiries. You know the Johnnies, I mean. You go up to them and say, "When's the next train to Mellon-Squashville, Tennessee?" And they reply, without stopping to think, 243, track 10, change to San Francisco. And they're right, every time. Well, Jeeves gives you just the same impression of omniscience. As an instance of what I mean, I remember meeting Monty Bing in Bond Street one morning, looking the last word in a gray check suit, and I felt I should never be so happy till I had one like it. I dug the address of the tailors out of him and had them working on the thing inside the hour. "Jeeves," I said that evening, "I'm getting a check suit like that one of Mr. Bing's." "Injudicious, sir," he said firmly. "It will not become you." "What absolute rot. It's the soundest thing I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?